This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's not just retail where bargains are abounding. A lot of restaurant chains have been running flashy deals of late, too. There were Applebee's $1 margaritas, dollaritas, should you have missed that. The Olive Garden has its never-ending pasta bowl, and Red Lobster has ultimate endless shrimp, which was originally $20, now $25, because the seafood chain says it helped drive its $11 million operating loss, although shrimp did in the third quarter. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at the business payoffs and pitfalls of deals that can seem too good to be true.
For some people, all-you-can-eat shrimp is simply a good deal. For others, it is a contest. TikTok user UGG_Madison recently ate 108 shrimp at Red Lobster.
My waitress was so proud of me, I set a new record at my local Red Lobster.
This is my greatest achievement in life.
It's worth noting she did not order the shrimp Alfredo, because filling up on pasta is an amateur move. And she only ordered water to drink. Lizzie Fryer at Technomic, a food service research and consulting company, says that's the opposite of what the restaurant wants.
A lot of these operators are willing to take a loss in one area just to get customers in the door where they're hopefully going to be spending more elsewhere on the menu.
A side of fries, a glass of wine, these add-ons add up. Unless no one orders them, and the margins on the special are shrimpy.
Obviously, there's a lot of risks to doing something like this.
Risks like people over-consuming alcohol with drink deals, or diners lingering to enjoy specials, which means fewer tips for servers. And David Portalatin, a food industry advisor at Circana, says long-running deals can shift customer expectations.
You want to avoid creating this downward price spiral to the bottom.
Remember the $5 footlong? It became so synonymous with Subway that once the chain raised prices, some customers walked, says Sean Dunlop, an analyst at Morningstar. But he says deals aren't just about revenue. They're also about creating buzz and loyalty.
The big thing is that you're investing in the future.
Dunlop says most people visit the same restaurant 4 or 5 times a year, so every extra visit counts, especially now. He says restaurants have seen a decline in customers over the last year and a half. Inflation has been rough for chains like Red Lobster and Applebee's.
They're not really exposed to the true luxury consumer that sort of continues to spend through the cycle.
Nor are these sit-down chains the typical choice for people hyper-focused on price. They might opt for fast food instead. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.